This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Centipedes.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Like, ostensibly giant, but one of them is 6 inches long, which I've seen a 6-inch long centipede before.
Yeah. This is the only illustration where they provide something for scale. They set one against a dagger.
Yeah. Which is cool. Yeah. Like, I like that. And I like how this is written by somebody who hates centipedes in real life.
Yup.
Like, this person just is really grossed out by centipedes. And they're like, you know, Phil, you have that centipede thing. Do you want to write this entry? And he said, yes.
He had to, like, he's so phobic that he had to write it about something else. And then somebody did a find replace.
Well, it sounds like it's about centipedes to me.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. But he couldn't even call them by name. He just had to evoke the feelings to bring them up from that deep, dark well where there is naught but the skitter of legs. Way too many legs. Oh, God, they're all over me.
Yeah. Now, this may be like, because a foot-long centipede, which is the regular centipede in this thing, like while reading this, I kept looking up at like a part of my ceiling and imagining like, what if there's a hole there and these things start pouring out of it?
Mm-hmm.
What would I do? And confronted with this like fun thought experiment, I was like,
you
grab
move.
Roars. But yeah, well, I grab roars. I would leave the room, stuff a bunch of stuff under the door,
mm-hmm.
and probably call an exterminator.
Yeah, like the house on fire.
And then I had this idea of like the exterminator going in there and me just hearing like, you know, what, my mask. And then terrible noises. And then just sending in a series of like experts until my room became this epicenter for like whatever this elemental plane of centipedes that opened to my ceiling was.
Just call down the scientists. Like, you burn the house down, but the hole with centipedes is still up in the middle of the air.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's just floating there. They're dripping out. Ugh.
And when it widens.
Like the one reborn.
Yeah. It widens ever so slightly as different, bigger centipedes come through.
Yeah.
Like, letting more of the small ones in behind it.
Sounding.
They gauge
some guy with a mustache and overalls comes and takes a broom and then puts it up in there and shakes it, and a bunch of them come out once it gets jammed.
Oh, there's your problem.
Yeah, here's your problem. You got all sent it up. Yep, beat it up.
it was impeded. The flow was impeded.
That's
get
a little
it?
Joke. Just because I went to DeVry doesn't mean I'm not smart. And he goes about his business.
It was the most convenient option for me at the time. I had to support my kids.
Don't judge. And then he goes back to opening up other portals around the world. This portal serviceman.
So Gary, I think that you're a little bit more afraid of centipedes than I am. In the past, I've said I will let a centipede go because they eat other more dangerous things. Like a centipede mm-hmm. in the basement is good because it gets rid of spiders and other stuff that kind of swarms and infests more.
Yeah,
I think, you know, I'm afraid of like the big ones too, right? Like, you know,
you don't want a foot long.
No, and I definitely don't want one of those. I don't want one of those like tropical ones that looks like it's made of paraffin.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, I think the difference is when they get big enough that I could feasibly hear their legs moving in concert.
Sure.
That's when I kind of nope out of the situation.
I mean, it's not, I'm not specifically, I just don't truck any bugs. Mm. Like, it's not like I recognize intellectually that this centipede will kill other things.
Oh,
but
for
like,
sure. Yeah.
If I see a bug and then if I don't kill it and it leaves, then it's definitely crawling into my mouth while I'm sleeping.
Like, of course.
There's really no other explanation. So all bugs have to die. In my room.
Hmm.
You know, my house, I am a little bit more like, if it's in the living room or something, I see a bug across the room.
Yeah.
You know, I will either let it go or I will let Roars toy with it for sport, depending on how torturous and insane emperor I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll let a bug go then, because it's like, I'm not down here all the time and I don't, this is where I sleep, but I can't have like tons of bugs where I sleep.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm getting a lot of lizards lately. The Lazarus lizards are pretty active in the spring now.
Weird. Yeah, man, they move out of the fucking swamp, Cincinnati boy.
they sneak in, like they climb all up and down the house. When you look outside, sometimes it appears that the wall is breathing because there are so many lizards on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But every time you open the doors, like they want to get in because it's cool. It's like, no, you're gonna freeze to death, little buddy. And then you grab tongs and grab them by the tail and then put them back outside.
I'm not scared of lizards. Lizards seem cute.
Oh, they're great. Yeah. I love little guys.
You should like make a little habit hat for one. Like treat, give one of them the good life. You need a pretty woman, one of these shits.
Big mistake. Big mistake. He says to like a robin outside. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.